Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game is Big W, 206-803 Rock.
By the way, one of the misnomers about Frankenstein, he was not actually green. It was a skincare thing that he was doing.
Oh.
He's wearing a mask. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, just clocking out.
Right.
Nice.
Welcome to a Big Dummy, Justin, or Big Dumpy, as it is today. Okay, you're going to attend one next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
As much as I would love to do the Super Bowl, I'm actually going to go with the Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup. You a Kraken fan?
Split between Kraken and Canucks, yeah.
Wow. That was a tough night for you the other night.
Oh, yeah. Half of my family's from down here. The other half's from Vancouver, so, yeah.
Okay.
So who did you root for in the game? Or are you kind of like, look, whoever wins is perfect for me, or did you hope for a tie?
Well, to be honest with you, I like to see the Canucks do good, but I would rather see the Kraken win.
Okay, that makes sense. I got you. All right, here's your question. What were the names of Roseanne's two daughters on the TV show Roseanne?
Oh, shoot. Million Lily, no idea.
Darlene?
And this is the name of someone who's always peppy.
Thelma.
Somebody who's always, in your life, if you met any woman with this name, for whatever reason, they always seem upbeat or a lot of fun.
Becca?
Becky. All right? I've just never met a miserable Becky. I feel like if you're miserable, you might go by Rebecca.
I have.
But you've met a miserable Becky?
Sure.
Do I know this Becky?
Maybe.
Okay. All right, your question. How many dots are on a pair of dice? A pair of dice.
How many dots are on a pair of dice? Okay, so one, three, six. Let's see here. Yep, 1, 3, 6, 10, 15, 21, so 42.
Yep. Bam. Wham, bam.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad that he did the math.
I did, too. I was counting my fingers. Right. Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dumpy!
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, still working.
All right, Mike, welcome to Big Dumpy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to attend one, but next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or a national championship?
Well, you can't afford anything, but I'll pick the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. All right, who's your team?
Patriots.
Patriots? They're not actually playing bad the last couple of weeks.
They're really not, man. And you had a good run there for 20 years.
That's correct.
Yeah, sir. I'm not going to. The Patriots could suck. They'd have to be at least another 20 years for I to feel
just
bad.
Just to
for,
even it out.
Yeah.
Right. Honest to God, man. And as a Ravens fan, they were are undoing pretty much every year.
Yeah.
All right, your question. How many pieces are found in a standard chess set?
It's 10 by 10 board, 40.
It's an 8 by 8 board, 32.
Right
math with the wrong numbers.
Yep.
All right, your question. What is the name of Google's mobile operating system?
Mobile, would that be Android?
Okay, very good.
Well done.
Gabe is Big Dumpy, 206-803 Rock.
So wait, how does that work? Dumpy. I thought Android specifically was like their phone brand, right? But it says it's their operating system. So if you go through Google, you're on an Android operating system?
No, just an Android uses a Google, it's made by Google.
Right.
So they just have their operating system is that.
Google, but they call it Android for
correct.
The purposes.
All right. Yeah, correct.
Yeah, I was very confused about that. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Working so sober, but got a men's room IPA in the fridge ready for me.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Man, I thought you were going to say, but still drinking at work anyhow.
That's where I thought you were going.
Screw it.
All right, Justin, attend one next year. You're taking the World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
Stanley Cup, baby.
Okay.
All right. Here's your question. What is the name of the leading female singer in an opera?
The Fat Lady.
Only at the end.
I got no idea.
Any guesses? All right, let me give you a hint.
I know this term?
You definitely heard the term, and we apply this to men that are acting like bitches. So a lot of times you'll have a wide receiver that whines, they don't get thrown the ball enough.
Prima Donna.
Oh. Prima Donna.
Damn.
Had to be a wide receiver. But
had to be Italian.
All right. Your question, collectively, what is the name given to the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution?
Bill of Rights.
Boom.
Yes, indeed.
Nice job. Game
it. It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Dumpy, 206-803. People are putting on their thinking caps today.
People are on it today.
Yeah, they really are.
They don't seem like easier questions.
It's like 2-2-2-2-1-2.
I know.
Oh, you're speaking in code.
Tom was the dumbest one today, and he's never dumb.
How many did he have?
Four.
That's not bad. But you're still the dumbest today, Tom. Hello, Kurt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Hill.
Oh, yeah. Kurt, are you sober or not sober?
I am hungover.
Hungover, Kurt.
What'd you get hungover on? What's responsible?
Maker's Mark.
Ooh! That's a brutal one to me, man. Mm-hmm.
All right, Kurt.
All right, we can talk about
one. Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
No more F-bombs, Kurt.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Maker's talking.
Are you still drunk, Kurt?
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. I'm so apologetic. We get it.
It just kind of rolled out. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, that was a confident one. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you guys are so awesome on YouTube now that it just makes a complete difference in the experience of your show.
Really?
I've been listening to you guys for 20 years ever since you showed up in Seattle, and you guys took over Howard Stern. And is there any way you guys can like be on the morning program as well?
No.
God, no.
No.
They do a very good job. We don't do that kind of a show.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's too early.
Yeah. Shout of the day at 8 a.m. Okay, that works.
They do all right. They do all right.
Yeah, I have no interest in doing the morning. Too early for my blood. All right. Here's your question. What type of berry is used to flavor gin?
Juniper berry.
You got it.
It's juniper.
How did I know you would know?
One and done.
All right. Before we let you go, true or false question. After President James Garfield was shot in an assassination attempt, he spent the last month of his life being fed through his anus. True or false?
And that is true.
Oh, God, just kill me.
Seriously. So after he got shot, they put him in the hospital, right? They're trying to bring him back, but he couldn't keep food down. I don't know if this is a medical thing or if the doctor just made this decision, but they kept trying to feed him through his anus. As you'd imagine, it did not work.
Okay.
So he ended up passing, but
speaking of eating through weird places, have you guys seen the commercial where the guy's got the open shirt on and
his mouth is talking?
He's talking in the chest?
Yeah.
Would that make you want to buy that product?
No.
What's it for?
I don't know. It's the creepiest thing in the world. I'm not sure what it is, but it's something I use.
No, because he said he's bitching about something, and it's saying you're not as cool. Is it Verizon, I think? Where Verizon saying,
and I use Verizon.
You bring in your phone.
Internet, phone.
And we don't question. And I believe, if I remember this right, so I guess his plastic surgery went wrong or something. But he has no mouth. Let me rephrase it. His mouth is no longer on his face. It's on his chest. But it is talking to this woman behind the counter, like, hey, man, I want a refund or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, like, we don't do that. And he's like, you're not as cool as Verizon. But, yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, this is not appealing.
Who does this appeal to?
I don't know.
What's the demographic?
That's a weird fetish.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803. Right.
I mean, in theory, it would still taste the same to me, right?
Oh, everything's the same.
I'm just putting a burger in my chest.
Yes. I'm going to freak you out, and you're going to buy our product.
Yeah. Right.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Eric, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Eric. Welcome to Big Dumpy. Okay, 10-1 next year. World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, or National Championship?
National Championship for my Sounders.
No, college. NCAA. NCAA.
Oh. Yeah, NCAA for my Huskies.
All right. Very cool.
It'd still be an MLS Cup.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. All right, your question. What island is home to nearly all of the world's lemurs?
Oh, well, thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with you guys. It'll be Madagascar.
One and done. Nice job.
All right, hang on. Before we let you go, 50-50 question. Which download would take up more memory in your computer? The latest Call of Duty game or the entirety of Wikipedia?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'll go with Wikipedia.
Believe it or not, the latest Call of Duty game takes up more memory than the entirety of Wikipedia.
It's a fat download.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. But hey, it's a lot more fun.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely worth giving up the memory space.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803 Rock.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.